around the top of Dalet Amud Beis. We said that we darshan smuchim only where it's either mufna or muchach. And the Yehuda holds that in Devarim it's always mufna and muchach. And therefore he darshan smuchim in Devarim. The mufna means that we don't need this pasuk to teach me anything else. It's extra. And muchach means there's some other indication that it came for this drasha. Okay. The gabi tzitzis nami. Tzitzis that we darsh in the smuchim of losul v'shatnes, gedilin pasalecha, it's either mufna or muchach. Mishum de muchach, iboy seima, mishum de mufna. Iboy seima, mishum de muchach, that there's an indication that it's here for that drasha to put them together. Why? Dimkei l'kasri rechmona gabi parsha tzitzis. L'may hilchus l'kasri hocha. It should have written it by parsha tzitzis. Right? This halacha. Why is it, what's it called, gedilim tashalacha? Why did it wait till Devarim to say this in a different parsha? Must be to put it next to the case of losul v'shatnes. The boy say mushin the mufna. Or it's possible that this is not needed for any other drasha. So it's clear that it's coming to tell me this. Why? Michti. Kosavu beged kilayim shatnez lo yalo lecha. It's already said that you're not allowed to put a beged of shatnez on you. Losul b'shatnez lamali. Why do I need the pasuk of losul b'shatnez? Right? It's superfluous. So the fact that the Torah said it must be to put it next to the case of gedilim to tell me you're allowed to wear kilayim v'tzitzis. Shema bino lafnuye. Rashi. Lafnuye, losul b'shatnez lamali. Shema bino lafnuye ulemedrish smuchin. Therefore, since you don't need it for any other drasha, it must be that you darsh in the smuchim to be matir kilayim b'tzitzis. Samara says, not true. Hani mitzvah tzriche. You do need these psukim. They're not extra psukim. If it would only say, lo yal lo lecha, I wouldn't know all the halachas of shatnes. Why? The ikos of rachman lo yal lo lecha, Havi Amina called Derech Halah Os Rachmana Afilu Mochre Ksus. That any time you put kilayim on you, drape it over you, it's also even in the case of Mochre Ksus. Mochre Ksus, people sell the godim, and to facilitate their sales, they drape the godim over them. Sometimes they're kilayim, they sell them to goyim, and they're kilayim. But they drape the clothing over them just to facilitate their being able to carry it and sell it. They're not doing it to enjoy wearing it. So, pashtus, this is according to Reb Shimon, who holds that eino miskaven is mutter. Since you're not mechaven for the hanah, right, by halah, so what's it called? It's not osur. And they explain that at least by halah, the hanor is the iser. The iser is not the wearing, because you're not actually wearing it. You're just draping it over you. And when you drape it over you, the iser is mamish the hanor. And if you're not mechavin for the hanor, it's eino mechavin, and it's not a psik reisha, because you don't have to dafka have hanor when you drape a garment over you. So I might think that even in such a case, the halor itself is osur, even without the hanor. Therefore, it had to say lo silbash. That halah has to be at least somewhat similar to levisha. The isbe hanah, but levisha automatically have some hanah when you wear clothing, right? You actually wear it. So therefore, I learned from the two things, halah and levisha, that even halah has to have hanah. Okay, because otherwise I would say just draping it on you is the issue, and then there's no hector from Okrik Sus, because the ma'is is draped on. There's not Enum Mechavin. There's no not Kavani. You're draping it. But if the Isser is the Hanah, that's a different story. The Ikos of Rachman Lo Silbash, and if the Torah only said Lo Silbash, Havi Amina Dafka Levisha, the Nofish Haniyosa. I might think that it's only a real wearing of clothing where you have a lot of enjoyment that's also by Kilayim. Ava Halah Lo, but stop draping it over you not, Kos of Rachman Lo Yale Alecha. So you see, you do need these psukim. You can't say it's mufna, This is a totally extra pasuk, because it would be enough just to say the case of halah. Not true. If it would say halah, I wouldn't know all of the halachas, and if it would say only levisha, I wouldn't know. You have to learn one from the other. So we're back to how do you know then, kilayim is docha tzitzis, it has to be mufna, and it's not mufna over here. It's not something that's extra completely. Rashi, v'afilu mochrei ksus, she'ein miskavnin v'hanoa schimu. Mokrei ksus don't have hanoa for the kavana for the hanoa. There's a Rambam, it's a pashas from the sugya. So now levisha and halah are the same thing. You need hanoa. You have to have kavana for the hanoa is an integral part of the iser, and if you don't have kavana for the hanoa, it should be okay. The only problem is so therefore mokrei ksus who don't have kavana for the hanoa, and it doesn't have to be hanoa, so there what's it called? It's okay. The Rambam paskins that you can't wear kilayim lahavriach hasameches, right? You buy new clothes and you have to pay meches on them. But if you're wearing your own clothes, you don't have to pay meches. So you put on your new clothes and this way you can fool the people at meches and you don't have to pay the meches. So the halacha is that there you can't wear kilayim. Afilu lahavriach hasameches. Why not? If mokrei ksus can wear it and they're not mechavin, then why can't people who are being mavriach the meches? They have other kavanah. So one teretz, they say, there's another teretz. One partial teretz could be, by levisha, the hanoah is a psikresha. So eno meskavin won't help. By halah, it's not a psikresha. Sometimes you could have hanoah, sometimes not. Therefore, eno meskavin helps. But what they say in the Rambam is different teretz. And that is the difference between levisha and halah. Halah, I think Chaim Brisker says this. Halah, the hanoah is the iser. Therefore, if you're not mechavin for the hanoah, there's no iser. By levisha, the iser is the levisha. The hanoah is only incidental. Right? You have to have a levisha, sheyesh bo hanoah. But the iser is the levisha. And the mela, what's it called? By mochrei ksus, they don't wear it. They're just draping it. So by draping, eno miskavin will help. But by Mavriach HaSameches, there you're actually wearing the beged, and therefore what's it called? The Isser is not the Hanoah, the Isser is the Levisha. So it's not, there's no such thing as Eino Miskaven over here. Right? Even though the Hanoah is a Tanai, but it's not the Etzem Isser, therefore Eino Miskaven won't help. You're wearing it, Lamaisa, it's a secretion. Okay. So Gemara says no. Im Kain, if that would be the only thing, that we'd have to learn the din of Hanoah to Levisha, and the din of Hanoah to, what's it called, to Halah, right? So then, in Kain lift of Rachmana, Losul Bashatnes, Semru Pishtim Mamali, that it would be enough just to say Losul Bashatnes. I need both of those psukim. Beged Shatnes, Semru Pishtim Lo Yalalecha, Kilayim Shatnes Lo Yalalecha, and Losul Bashatnes. So I need the case of Levisha and the case of Halah. But why does it have to say Semer u'Pishtim? I know that Shatnez is Semer u'Pishtim. Nichdi, cause of u'beged kilayim Shatnez lo yalecho. By Halah it says u'beged Shatnez. The Tanit Reb Shmuel learns, Hoel v'nemru b'Torah stam begodim. Since the Torah mentions begodim many times stam, doesn't say what they're made of. U'parat l'cha kosu be'echad mehem Semer u'Pishtim. And one time the Torah said, Beged Semru Pishtim, by Negoyim, by Tzoras, right? It says specifically, Beged Semru Pishtim, Af called Semru Pishtim, it's a binyan af, that wherever it says in the Torah, Beged, it means Semru Pishtim. Beged is only Semru Pishtim. And therefore, according to what's it called, Talmud Rebbe Shmuel, the mitzvah of tzitzis would only be by Semru and Pishtim. Because Torah says Akante Vigdehem, and he learns whatever it says Beged, it means in the Torah it means Semru Pishtim. So according to Tanya Rishmael, only Begodim of Semru and Pishtim are Chayev Tzitzis min haTorah. The other meaning are only the Rabbanan. Dechsiv Rachman Allah. So why did it say over here Semru Pishtim? It says already Beged Shatnez Kilayim Lo Yalel Lecha, and we never cloud that whenever it says Beged it means Semru Pishtim. So why did it have to say by Levisha? Semru Pishtim. Shema Amino Latinuye. Must be that it's totally extra, not needed for anything, and therefore it comes to tell me that the smichus of Kilayim B'tzitzis. Moshe says, no, Vakati Itzrich. You still need Semru Pishtim. When is the only begotten that are chayiv in kilayim semru pishtim by halor? That's where it mentions semru pishtim, because it's not a lot of hanor, and therefore what's it called? It's only semru pishtim is chayiv, right? It's not such a chomerdikah kind of levisha, and therefore the Torah only asks semru pishtim. Ava levisha the nafish hanayosa, but by levisha where there's a lot of hanor. And it could be like we're saying the etzim levisha is osur. There maybe it's osur all different kinds of meaning. Kotrei mine osur rachmana. Maybe all different kinds of clothing the Torah asur. Kosher rachmana semru pishtim. That's why the Torah had to write semru pishtim by levisha to tell me that not only halah is limited to semru pishtim, even levisha is limited to semru pishtim. So Gemara says im kein lishto kro mine. Right? Torah didn't have to say semru pishtim. The tesei shatni shat is mehalah. No, he could have learned a gzereshava, shatni shatni, or not gzereshava, but just that since it says shatni's over here, and shatni's over here, it's the same shatni's. Just like shatni's over here means, it says beged with it. Beged means semru pishtim. Over here it says shatni's, even though it doesn't say beged, and it doesn't say semru pishtim, it's the same shatni's as over there. Just like over there it's semru pishtim, over here it's semru pishtim. Right? Okay, let's see Rashi. So therefore, bottom line is it's extra. Why? Because even though you need a pasuk for halah and a pasuk for levisha, right? But you don't need the pasuk to tell me by levisha semru pishtim, because it's enough that it said beged by halah, which is semru pishtim, and it says the word shatnez, and now it says by levisha shatnez, so I know that it's semru pishtim. The fact that it mentioned semru pishtim extra over here is totally not necessary. So why did it write it? To tell me that it's mutter kilayim betzitzis. Okay. Rashi. Temru pishtim lamali. Ilash minin de kilayim temru pishtim hu de ka'asar lo tzorek. De michti be kilayim siv beged. The tonne of Rishmael. By kilayim of halah, it says beged. Beged shatnez. Beged kilayim lo yale alecha. And Talmud Rav Shmuel learns whenever it says beged, it means semru pishtim. Be'echad mehem, because it says in the Torah begodim stam many times, and one time it says beged, and it specifically says semru pishtim. Gabi negoyim by tzoras, the beged semer or the beged pishtim. So I know from that it's a binyanah for the whole Torah that whenever it says beged, it means semru pishtim. Vakati itzvich lemichtav semru pishtim hocha gabi levisha. No, maybe it had to say semru pishtim by levisha, even though it said it by halah, because it says beged, so it's as if it said semru pishtim. You still need to say semru pishtim by levisha. The afagav nixit beged by halah, the mashmat semru pishtim, the sloka daita, because I might think that only by halah, which is not so chomor, is only semru pishtim asa. But by levisha, which is more chomor, maybe all minim, two minim are asa. Kamash Malan, no, even by Levisha. Zemara says it wouldn't be necessary to say Semra and Pishtim. It'd be enough just to say the word Shatnez. And I would learn it from Halah. Just like the Shatnez over there is Dafka Semra Pishtim, the Shatnez over here is Dafka Semra Pishtim. Okay, let's go on. The Tanadvei Rishmuel, time at the cost of Rahman and Semra Pishtim. The only reason that we would say that kilayim is mutter, but tzitzis is mutter, but kilayim is because it says semru pishtim extra, and that comes to indicate that we should darsh in the smuchim that gedil and tas alecha even for shatnez. Ha'lav ha'chi kilayim but tzitzis he have a minute the asur rachmana. Without that, without this limud, I would say that you can't wear tzitzis of kilayim, right? It's only because of this limud that we learn that tzitzis is okay with kilayim. I have a haksiv. The Torah itself says it's okay. V'asulohem tzitzis al kanfei digdehem. Right? Should make tzitzis on the kanfei digdehem. Digdehem means always tzemer or pishtim. And it says, right, v'tanet ve'er b'shmuel, kol begodim tzemer or pishtim. We already established that. Whenever it says beged, it means tzemer or pishtim. Either one. So the Torah says, make tzitzis on either your beged semer or your beged pishtim. Okay, fine. So you make semer tzitzis on semer and pishtim on pishtim. Right? No. V'omer achmona ovid leitcheles. And the Torah said, on either of them, you have to put tcheles. The tcheles, imro, and tcheles is wool. So you're going to have to put the tcheles even on the pishtim. So the Torah, the Torah said that make tzitzis, put tcheles, and it's on any beged that you have, either tzemer or pishtim. So mashmi, you can put tcheles of tzemer on pishtim. Mm-hmm. So the Torah itself said that you can make tchivayim and tzitzis. You don't need this limud. Umimai, now the Gemara in parentheses says, how do you know maybe tcheles is not, doesn't have to be wool? Maybe tcheles is colored pishtim. How do you know tcheles is imra? Midesheish kisna tcheles imra. Because by digdei kahuna, let's see the Rashi explains it. Let's see the Rashi inside. We have to say it twice. The Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, the alfinan alibay kilayim betzitzis midi ashet semru pishtim amis mechelik dilim tasalecha. According to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, we learn that kilayim is mutter betzitzis from the fact that the Torah said an extra word, semru pishtim, to tell me that we darshan the smuchim between tzitzis and kilayim. Time at the cost of Rachmana called the God in several pishtime. Why do you need this limud for? It's muchat from the whole parish of tzitzis that kilayim is mutter betzitzis. Why? The high big day of the tzitzis mashma bein shal tzemer bein shal pishtim. According to Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, whenever it says the godim, it means any beged that tzemer or pishtim. So we're talking about putting tzitzis on a beged of pishtim too. The Omer Rachmana of it tcheles nami lepishtim. And the Torah said to put tcheles even for a beged of pishtim. And tcheles imra. Why? Midesheish kisna tchsiv nichnase bad sheish mazor. Right? The Torah says that ubad haynu pishtim kinemforish bibolo koin god l'meseches yoma bad ha'ole b'bad bad. Right? Pishtim grows in what's it called? Separate stalks. So flax is bad. And it says by bad, what's it called? Sheish mazor. Bad, sheish mazor. So sheish and bad are the same thing. So the word sheish also applies to linen. Okay. So now, it says by Big Day Kahuna, v'chein, what's it called? And v'chein shar tzvoim, ha'murim b'Big Day Kahuna, argoman tola shani, she'ein Big Day Kahuna ele mitzemer pishtim. Big Day Kahuna only come from tzemer and pishtim. There's no other ingredient in Big Day Kahuna. It's either tzemer or pishtim. And Yom Kippur, they only wear pishtun and not tzemer. Mashmo, the other times of the year, they wore pishtun and tzemer. Okay, either one. Shmami no, sh'avodos hachitzona, yesh b'em tzemer and pishtun. V'lo minacher, there's no other min, only tzemer and pishtun. And therefore, when the forest cross sheish b'echad min aminim, shmami no, shar aminim tzemer hoyim. So if sheish is pishtun, the other ones must be tzemer. Tosa says maybe tcheles is also pishtun, and what's it called? And the argamon to lashoni is tzemer. Tosa, first of all, I don't know what the question is, because even if tcheles is pishtun, it says you put it also on a beged tzemer. So the opposite will be true. But Tosa says it's mistaber that the colored ones are all one min. And the one that's not colored is one min. So if the one that's not colored is pishtun, then all the colored ones must be tzemer. Okay. So the Gemara says, so then why, if it says beferish, you should make tzitzis on your begadim, meaning tzemer or pishtun, and you should put tcheles on that tzitzis, which is tzemer. So even to a beged pishtun, you put a tcheles. So why do you need this smuchim for? Gemara says, no, it's tzrich. Because without the smuchim, I would think that maybe you learn like Rava said. What did Rava say? The Rava Rami. Ksiv hakonoth min konoth. Says that you should put tzitzis on the konoth, the corner, meaning the same material that the corner is made out of. Uksiv tzemru pishtim. And it also says tzemru pishtim. So which is it? Is it min hakonoth? In other words, whatever material the beggar's made, the tzitzis should be the same material, or does it have to be tzemru pishtim? Haketzot, tzemru pishtim potrim bein b'minam bein shalom b'minam. Tzemer and pishtim pater all begadim. In other words, Rava holds that all begadim are chai. He doesn't like talking to Shmuel, that begadim only means tzemer and pishtim. He holds that begadim mean all minim. And the Torah said like this, if you're wearing a silk beged, then either have to wear silk tzitzis, can't wear cotton tzitzis. If you wear a cotton beged, you have to wear cotton tzitzis. Or you have another choice. You can put semer upishtim on. You can put what's it called, wool or linen also. That's how most Rishonim learn. There are Rishonim who learn that which Rav meant is the following, that semer and pishtim, in other words, wherever you have treles and you have pishtim as the beged, then, what's it called, you have treles, no, wherever you have treles, and you're going to have semer and pishtim together, then that potter's another beged too. Those of you have a beged of silk, and you put treles of, treles has to be wool. You have treles of wool, then you can put pishtim also in to potter the beged. But if it's only tzemer or pishtim, there's no treles. So it's only tzemer or pishtim, that doesn't potter silk. But most Rishonim learn that wool, even when there's no treles, even we don't have wool and linen together, potters all begotten and pishtim potters all begotten, and the min of that beged, it potters itself. So silk, potter silk, or tzemer or pishtim, potter silk, and so on. But not cotton doesn't potter silk. Okay. Tzemer pishtim potrim be minim ein shlov minim. Shar minim be minim potrim, shlov minim ein potrim. Other minim, which are also chayv and tzitzis according to Rava, only potter their own min. Silk, silk, cotton, so on. Mordechai says, v'hatan de v'yishmer, let's say the Rava. What do we think like Rava, right? That what's it called, that you put treles, right, so called only on a beged of tzemer, not a beged of what's it called, a pishtim, right? Because min hakamah. So the word says, but Tanah Dvar Yisrael doesn't like Rava. He holds it only tzemer pishtim is chayiv. He doesn't learn min hakamah. He doesn't learn this whole limud. So he says, no. So kedai techamina ki diyuk ed Rava. I might think that we would learn even in Tanah Rishmael the diuk of Rava. Right? Hakonaf min konaf. V'achikor machmana. We would learn the same diuk, but a little bit differently in Tanah Dvar Yisrael. That the Hachikom Arachmana, Ovid le Tzemer le Tzemer, or Pishtim le Pishtim. The Torah said, Beged Tzemer, or Pishtim. Beged means Tzemer or Pishtim. It means, make Pishtim for Pishtim, Min Hakonof, and make Tzemer for Tzemer. V'chi Avida Tzemer le Tzemer Tzave. And where you're making wool to wool, then put Trelis. But Pishtim to Pishtim, you don't have Trelis. That's what I might think. Right? So you wouldn't learn it from this Parsha directly that the Torah told you to put treles on pishtim. Because I might think, konaf min konaf, not like Rava completely, that any min is chayiv, only tzemer and pishtim, but whatever the beged is, that's the tzitzis you put on. If it's wool, put wool tzitzis. If it's linen, put linen tzitzis. And you only put treles if it's wool tzitzis. That's what I would think. Aval tzemer le pishtim, or pishtim le tzemer, lo, because of Rachmana, tzemer le pishtim, that's why the Torah had to write what's it called, tzemer upishtim, that what's it called, that even tzemer to pishtim and pishtim to tzemer is okay. And from, how do we know that? From the smichus of to gedilin tasalucha. Okay. In any case, so that's what he Rashi. Soka daitech aminik the Rava, ilo kosov rachmana tzemer upishtim. If the Torah wouldn't have written tzemer upishtim and masmichet to gedilim tashalecha, I wouldn't know that you could wear kilayim b'tzitzis. Have darshinin hakonaf min konaf k'rava. I would darshin hakonaf that it has to be the same material as the corner of the beged. Lemeimer the lebeged pishtim I say pishtun, letzemer I say tzemer. It's of it, right? That for a pishtun you make pishtun and you don't put any treilus, and when you have a beged of tzemer you put tzemer and you dye some of it. The tzavik treles, of a kilayim lo, but not treles for pishtim. Kamash mulan, drasha the smuchim, dafilu kilayim. The hachi havi maskana de milsa, el de komeforish v'ozo milsa de rava. This really could have been the end of the whole sugya, but we want to explain now what Rava said. Ksiv hakonov, asei tzitzis mimin hakonov. The imtala shom neshi, if it's a silk beged, asei tzitzis shom neshi. That makes silk tzitzis. Uksiv tzemru pishtim, yet it says tzemru pishtim gedilim tashalacha, right? That the smichus tzemru pishtim gedilim tashalacha. The mashma asay tzitzis mi tzemru pishtim. So which is it? Does it have to be any min, but the same min as the comma, or dafka tzemru pishtim? So the Rava said, depends. If it's a different min than tzemru pishtim, then that only that min will pater it, but tzemru pishtim will also pater it. But Tanya Rishmael, let's say the Rava, the Dorish HaKonef min konef, Tanya Rishmael doesn't hold that all the Godim are chayiv in sitters. Only tzemru pishtim. He doesn't darshan min HaKonef, that you can have other materials that are chayiv in sitters. So he doesn't like Rava. So what are you trying to explain? Tanya Rishmael, according to Rava, they argue. The Halatanya Rishmael, Talish Shoshar minim ena chayiv in sitters. These not min HaTorah. The HaBegib Psi, the Tanya Rishmael, Komer, called Begib tzemru pishtim. Even though Tanav Yishmael wouldn't learn min konaf means any min, he also holds it only means tzemer and pishtim, but he would learn that whatever you put has to be like the beged that you have. So if you have a beged tzemer, it has to be tzemer tzitzis. And then you put tchelus. If it's a beged pishtim, it has to be pishtim tzitzis. And then you don't put a tchelus. So kadai chamin legabi talis shel tzemru pishtim dorish ki diuka de rava de dorish sitzus min kana. V'hachi omar achmana kamash v'lo drasha de smuchim l'mishrei kilayim b'tzitzus. That's why you need the drasha of smuchim to tell me kilayim is mutter, because if I only had the parish of tzitzus, I could learn it in such a way that you would not put tchelus on pishtim tzitzus. There's a few things over here legabi kilayim b'tzitzus. Now you have tchelus. Now, and you have a beged of pishtim, and you have tzitzis of what's it called, tzitzis of what? So tzitzis of pishtim. So now the tchelus for sure is allowed to be kilayim. How about the lavan? Can the lavan also be? You don't have to have wool, what's it called, efshel lekayim shneiim, right? You can be mekayim, the mitzvah of what's it called, of tzitzis, without putting more tzemer. It's enough, you need the tchelus. That's impossible to put pishtim, right? But the lavan could be pishtim. So are you allowed to have the lavan also tzemer, or only the tchelus? Because there's no other way. So it's machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim hold that you can only put the, what's it called? You can put, once you have tchelus, and it's pshatnez, what difference does it make if you add more shatnez? The beged shatnez, right? Whether you have more shatnez or less shatnez, the beggar is a beggar shatnez. Whether it's one thread of tzemer in pishtim, it's beggar shatnez. So what does it make it more of an issur or less of an issur? That's what's it called most rishonim. So therefore, not only once you're putting the tchelus of tzemer into a beggar of pishtim, you can put lavan of tzemer also. It doesn't make any more issur. The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds that you can only put the tchelus of tzemer, and the lavan by pishtim has to be pishtim. So Chaim Brisker explains the following. He says, where you have tzemer and pishtim mixed together, then in a chanami, the isser is on the beged. The beged is a beged shatnez. And then it doesn't make a difference if you have one thread, or you have 10 threads, or 100 threads, same beged shatnez. And then it would make a difference. But over here, they're not mixed together. It's tied separately. You have tzemer and pishtim separate, that are tied together. That's a different issue. There, the issue is not the beged. The beged doesn't become a beged shatnez. But you're wearing tzemer and pishtim together. It's a different kind of issue. There, the issue is the levisha. Memela, if it's like you're eating. If you eat a kazayas of chazer, another kazayas is another issue. So where the issue is the levisha, not the beged, so every extra bit of shatnez that you wear is also. So one thread is one issur, and two threads is two issur. Where it's mixed into the beged, the beged is issur. Where it's not mixed into the beged, the levisha is issur, and therefore it's an extra levisha if you put more shatnez on. That's how Rav Chaim Brisker explains this Rambam. Then there's another shaila. Is it only b'makom mitzvah, or shelo b'makom mitzvah also? In other words, if there's a mitzvah of tzitzis in this beged, but right now you're not mekayim the mitzvah. For instance, it's somebody else's talis. Right, he has shatnez in his talis, right? You borrow the thing, so borrow beged is not chayiv in tzitzis. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. Could you put that on or not? At night, right? It's night. Could you wear it at night? The beged, basically, you're mekayim the mitzvah during the day, but at night, not. So could you wear it at night? So that's also machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim learn that you're only only it's Zolcha when you're Makayim the mitzvah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Zolcha. In other words, no, since this is a talus, where you could be Makayim the mitzvah of Tzitzis with it, so even when you're not Makayim the mitzvah, you still could wear it, which the Torah was Matar it, not when you're Makayim the mitzvah, but in a Beged that you could be Makayim the mitzvah with. But if it's a Beged B'chalal, you're not Makayim the mitzvah, like Beged Laila, parted from Tzitzis completely. Right, so you never makayim that the mitzvah. There it will be osur shatnez. But in a beged yom that you happen to be wearing at night or whatever, according to the man, the Yomer holds that laila's lav man tzitzis. Then, since during the day you're makayim the mitzvah with that, and you're allowed to put the shatnez in, you're allowed to wear it even at night. That's machlokas also machlokas yishom. No, because shatnez is either where it's tabui together. Or each one's tovu yeshua, tovu nu separately, and you tie them together. That also is awesome. It doesn't have to be that you connect them with shua, tovu nu. But if each one separately, shua, tovu nu, and they're connected, that's awesome.